Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording, you started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe. East to West, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, December 9, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is Hump Day Wednesday. We are here once again. Let's see how it shakes out. Okay, Ray, did we send anything out?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. All right. No updates went out. Must mean there's nothing going on. So, even though there is, I'm going to tell you guys in a minute. we'll get started. Everything's going good. All right, listen. Here's the thing. The banks are still at the bank. They're still there. They're still working from 6 to 11. They are still being told that this should happen before Christmas. So none of that has changed. We're anticipating it any moment, any day, or any hour. That's from the banks. Now, what they did say is that, yes, the rates have gone up on the screen. We don't have the new rates, but they just said they did go up. Now, that's because oil was at $50 a barrel on Saturday and Sunday. It's at $49 a barrel today. So they could go back down. But the rate was based on the $41 before. And they have agreed on 48. Iraq is discussing their budget, the final rate. They're discussing how to divide up the money. Who gets what now that they have an excess? That's everything that we're seeing in the news. Everything, articles, things that they're putting out over there. They keep saying, we're going to finalize it, we're going to get it done. And their biggest thing is, by the end of the year, by the end of the month, they still want to initiate everything by the 1st of January, is what they're saying and what they're telling their people. They're telling them the rise of the exchange rate, because it went up to 130,000 yesterday, is happening because of all the speculation that people are hearing about the exchange rate changing, and that exchangers, smugglers, those people are using that to their advantage to drive the rate up right now so they can take advantage of it. And that's what they're doing. But they all know the rate is about to change. They have articles out said that they are discussing with the IMF and finalizing what exactly the exchange rate will be. Okay? So that's, again, what they're putting out in public. My guy over there says they got a rate. All the countries have already signed off. Everybody in the surrounding area has already signed off on the rate. And he says all they're waiting for is the IMF to tell them go. And he said the IMF. He said because they control all the rates in the area to make sure they're out of whack, not out of whack. You know, and I'm telling you, Treasury always controls it. This is what he told me this morning. That's what they are waiting for. He said as soon as they say we can go, we're going to go. So, I said, they say as soon as the Treasury tells them, they can go. They're going to go. But we'll see. The good thing is they're putting more and more of it out there for the Iraqi citizen to see. They're going through steps publicly that they've already gone through privately. So, we already know all that. And we're just waiting to go. And the rates just keep getting better because the price of oil just keeps getting better. So, all right, Ray, let's get this party started.
Okay. Let me get to the question section. I lost it. Here we are. MacMan NYC. My grandson will be 5 months old on December 26th. Wants to know if he will be exchanging on or before his fifth month of life. Okay. You just addressed that, basically. Okay. Pat Tan Smith says...
Wait, hold on again. Hold on one second real quick. Just hold on one second. Right, you there?
Yep.
Listen, wait. Walt's not here. It's his birthday, but Tamara's getting ready to leave, so she wanted to sing for him.
I did not want to sing, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I got put on the spot. That's not even fair. Happy birthday, Walt. I hope you have a wonderful day and your year is prosperous. That's all I got.
All right. She's getting ready to leave, so I wanted to get that down. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Gatan Smith says, would it make sense for UST to push the go button quickly in light of the cash for oil deal China is proposing with Iraq to keep China from undermining the RV and becoming the major lender to Iraq?
Okay, read it one more time. Would it make sense for what?
Would it make sense for the UST to push the go button quickly in light of the cash for oil deal China is proposing with Iraq to keep China from undermining the RV and becoming the major lender?
I don't know how much sense it would make to do it. So just so you guys know what's really going on in that entire situation, it's interesting. China and Russia are gaining more influence than the U.S. They have more agreements with Iraq, and as far as they're concerned, they're supporting them more than the U.S. They would like to see more U.S. support, but they're seeing less U.S. support. Here's the deal. Iraq thinks that China, Russia, and Iran, because they're all traveling together, going down the same street, are creating more of a partnership with them than the U.S. is, simply because not only is China making all the oil agreements with them, and now even paying them up front, I mean a five-year agreement, paying them a year's worth up front at a steady rate. This is what they say they like about China and Russia. Their workers, their people, their companies that's coming over there, they all speak Arabic. They're saying they're at least trying to be part of the country, trying to fit in. That's the thing they like about them, along with their influence that they're doing. And we know it, we see it, everything else. I told you guys, some of you guys are new, so you don't know it. So I'm going to tell you what that statement was all about. So I learned this joke a long time ago, and it said, I did tell you guys before, what's somebody who speaks three languages? Trilingual. So what is somebody who speaks two languages? Bilingual. And then they say, what is someone who speaks one language? American. That's all fine and dandy, and we should. But I've been in 5-6 different countries around the world, and what they look at it as is arrogance. But it is what it is. So today, that's what Iraq's talking about. That's what's in their articles today. The fact that Iran, Russia, and China are trying to become more part of their country and supporting them more and making the bigger deals. Now, we're making deals, some of our oil companies are, but you also got to remember why make deals with ourselves when we went over there, took over the oil wells, and own about 30% in every oil well. So we're just getting the money out of the country. Everybody else is trying to create jobs, businesses, opportunities, and that's what the people see. Don't take that all as negative. I mean, take it as reality, because The Obama administration, I still got to give them credit whether you guys want to or not, dealt more with changing their mindset, their laws, their structure of life itself to solidify that they had a future. And they don't see that today. They don't see it yet, and they may not see it for another 50 years. This is where life changed for us, and we didn't even see what America was doing for us and the opportunity. All we saw was the money and what everybody else was doing, and that, which is really taking over the influence of their country. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We've been talking about it for years and years. I told you guys to read the book. He has a second book out. Well, that's what Russia's doing. That's what China's doing. They're doing exactly what they did here. What China did here, what Japan did here. They figured out, okay, we can't go to war with the U.S. We can't win a war with the U.S., so let's just buy them out. And that's what they're doing. Look around. There's a little China in almost every city. So amazing. Because they created their own culture within ours. They own almost every one of our monuments, is on all our business, all the high-towered 16, 20-foot buildings. China's coming over here buying. They're buying up companies that matter. They're invested in electric companies, all the power companies. They own 30% of Wells Fargo Bank. They have their own bank. Hey, you can't beat them, buy them. And that's what they're doing in Iraq. All right, what's next? You guys really
New Money, New Money 28 says, please give your opinion on whether or not you believe this quote from the article. The other reason for the budget delay is due to negotiations between the Ministry of Finance and the IMF to determine the exchange rate of the Iraqi dinar.
Okay, I started with that already. You want me to say it all over?
Well, just give your opinion whether or not you believe it, I guess, or we'll just keep going.
Okay, yeah. All right, so I already told you guys there was a rate established. Tell you the IMF's responsibility is to make sure all the other countries in the area agree they can work together. They've already done that. All seven of them have already signed off on it. If they're discussing any rate today, yesterday, it's because the price of oil has changed, and they may need to just adjust the rate. It was already an agreement in place. They already put the number out, and I'll tell you this morning, like I said, they already have a new dollar amount on their card. It was from Rothian Bank. It is a new exchange rate, so it is on his card, and it was pending last month. Is actually live today. So, and actually went live earlier. So, he said, so y'all can't be that far behind. Because I've been looking at this, and there. I have another guy, American, same way, and he's been looking at his forever. And every day the bank tells him this week, and they tell him the same thing, this week. You're going to get done. So we wait. So we're right there any way you look at it. And, yeah, the IMF was involved in it, is involved in it. And they think that's what they're waiting on, the IMF. And the IMF could be waiting on the UST. So, all right? That's what I think.
Right. Sunstar says, on the last call you shared that Iraq demands all vendors to adjust their product cost to the new rate by a certain date. Is this the whole country of Iraq that they are demanding these actions take place?
They haven't announced it. Kurdistan announced that. So Baghdad still hasn't announced that yet. But that is what Kurdistan said.
Are the banks in the U.S. in sync with the Treasury Department, call centers, and anyone else involved in this roller coaster ride?
I don't know what you mean in sync mindset. They're doing conference calls every day. The bank is telling them every day to stay here. It's going to happen. I mean, the Treasury is when they're doing their calls. Which would make you think they don't really know when it's going to happen, but they still got everybody on standby any minute, any time. The banks keep asking, can we let our people go home at 5? The Treasury keeps telling them no. They're
right.
Not. They need to stay until this time because we don't know. All right.
Right. At the lower levels, are you hearing if the bank tellers in the U.S. are becoming more aware of the exchange of the dinar?
No, not like it's just all everywhere. You walk into a bank and everybody hears about it. There are some who have heard about it, some who have relationships with their wealth managers that are telling them about it. So the word's leaking out.
All right. Jimmy KC says, wait a minute. How deep are you allowed to dig from your sources the real trigger for the RV? What are they privately telling you is the most likely reason? Well, if they're privately telling you, you're not going to share that. Right. How deep are you allowed to dig from sources?
Guys, I give you what I can, and you already know. Sometimes I give you stuff I'm not even supposed to. So, all right, what's next?
Okay, let's see. The Brooklyn, Florida female caller keep referring to the U.S. Treasury as U.S. Trust. Is that a term that believers in the Restored Republic use?
Brooklyn. I have no idea what the Restored Republic uses. I don't live in that fantasy land. I live in the real world. It's the U.S. Treasury.
All right, Angels WME says, just curious, are there two shifts for the exchanges or are the same exchanges there from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
There are same exchanges there right now from 7 in the morning to 11 at night. They're working 16, 17-hour days, whatever it is. They're getting paid for it. But no, they do not have two shifts. I don't know what they're going to have when the actual exchange starts, but right now, everybody comes in the morning, everybody goes home at night.
All right. Now we'll go to the live callers. First one is 209 area code. You are on.
Good morning to both of you, and good afternoon. Tony, this question.
Good morning.
Good morning. This question is for you. On Monday's call, we were talking hypothetically about asking for 20% yearly. But I remember I had asked you a question maybe a year ago. Would it be better to take that monthly, quarterly, or yearly? So I need some you said you would do it monthly yourself. And so hypothetically, if I had $44 million and I were to get that monthly, that would be like 1% a month, correct?
If you had $44 million,
and I asked for 20% a year, but I want to take
20% of $44 million.
1.666667.
No. 10% of $40 million is $4 million. So
wait a minute. 20%
would be $8 million. So it's 20% of $44 million. You got
Can you say it again? Because I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat, please? Because I couldn't hear you. My phone went dead.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's gonna do it. What's 20% of $44 million? Got your calculator?
No, but I got my pen.
I don't know if that's gonna help.
Okay. 880 million.
880 what?
Million. You said 12.
No, it was 44 million. So, all right. Let's go with this. Then let's divide it by 12.
It's 1.666667.
That's what you would get every month.
Okay. And so that would that,
even though you didn't do it right, divided by 20%, right? I mean, times 20%.
Right. So if I were just getting 1%, just to kind of make it easy, that would be like $440,000 a month. If I did it monthly?
If you were getting 1%, that would mean you're only getting 12% a year. But you're going to be getting above 1% because you're going to be getting 20% a year, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But just for simple math, if I did it 1%, that would be like $440,000 a month.
Okay.
I'm asking. I need help here.
Yeah, that would be that 1%. I mean, I'm not actually doing the math for you. I mean, Ray might do.
So,
all right. 44 million, right?
So this is hypothetically anyway. So with that being said, I remember when I had asked this question maybe a year ago. You said that you would be doing it monthly. And so I know you can't give us advice, but is that where you still stand, that you would do it monthly rather than quarterly or yearly?
Okay, so everybody listen. I want to get paid monthly because I want to put my money back to work. I want to give it a second job. If I just say pay me annually, then they have my money sitting there all year long doing what? Nothing, making them more money. Because they didn't just sit it on the side and say, we're going to give it to you at the end of the year. Well, here's your 1%. We're going to sit it over here. And guess what? We're going to put it to work while you're waiting to get paid in December because you only want to get one check a year. Okay? But we're going to pay you on yours. But I'm putting my money to work. First of all, when you give me my 1%, I want that same interest rate, or at least a higher than normal interest rate on that, because that's besides our contract. While it's sitting there, and while it's not sitting there, I want to put it to work to make me more money.
Okay, that answers my question. I had some major issues going on Monday, so I didn't quite get the rate. I heard that Dong at $15 was the highest. The Nair was $28.50 at the highest, but I didn't get the ZIM.
The ZIM is still 11.22, okay?
Okay.
If you have 10 notes, you can get a minimum of 33 or 36. Based on how much you have, they have a rate that goes up to 60 cents.
Okay, so a few minutes ago you said the rates are getting better. As the rates get better, does that mean the contract rate goes up also, or does it just stay where it's at?
No, the contract rate is the contract rate.
And do we still have a U.S. Treasury rate?
We have a, well, I don't know about for the dinar. You have to have, like I said yesterday, you have to have an access code to get anything above the contract rate.
Okay. And my last question is, I think you said the U.S. Treasury is in contact with the banks daily. Is that correct?
They are. Yes. Every day.
And yet they're not releasing it. And nobody has any information why they're not releasing it.
No, they're not telling them why they're not releasing it. They're telling them get prepared for the release. Make sure this is done, that's done. They're taking a daily count of how many people they have in each location so they know when they're ready to go. Even though they keep telling them it's going to be done by Christmas now, is the one thing they keep telling them. It'll be done by Christmas. It'll be done by Christmas. The Treasury is the one who said I mean, my contact said it would be done yesterday is what they were saying actually in the Treasury, and I have not talked to them today.
Okay. Then you've answered my questions. I'm very grateful to you both, and this is Happy Days signing out. Thank you.
All right. Have a super fantastic day.
All right, 972, you're on. Danny.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. I know you're doing okay. Danny, yep. All right. Tony, I didn't have anything for you today. I need to ask Ray if he would indulge me for a moment. Get ready, Ray.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people on the call that have taken your lead, have examined trusts and foundations, and obviously our examining that is going to be limited because of our lack of expertise. Could you spend just a couple of minutes and say how you could fix this scenario? Many of us have children. We want to go ahead and put the mother load together and then disperse that to the children. Should we do that in trust? And when I say should, what do you see as logical? Everybody's going to have a different situation, but should we do that with individual trusts, making them the trustees? Or would foundation, as you've suggested in the past, might be a better option? Just elaborate to the degree you feel comfortable. You're going to enlighten a lot of people if you would do that, please.
Now, what mother load are you talking about?
Many of us can't afford to get a trust to put this into when we get to the bank. We're going to have it in our name in that account. And then we'll disperse that. But I'm suggesting that
okay.
No matter where we are, if that mother load that we're going to disperse to the kids is 50% of what we hold, how would you do it prudently?
Okay. The way you laid it out, individual trust for each person.
Okay. And then I'm assuming that that would still not create a taxable event if it's done properly.
A taxable event for whom?
For anybody. I'm trying to avoid that. I've been told that if you're a grantor to a trust, it obviously doesn't affect you, but if it goes to a trust rather than a person, that there may be opportunities to avoid that taxable situation.
Well, that person is going to receive some money sooner or later, personally, and they're going to be taxed on that.
I don't have a fear of that. I'm talking about these gigantic amounts getting taxed.
So let me ask a question just so it's clear. He wants to move above the $50 million into each one of these trusts. How can he do that without the tax?
Well, that's not what he said. He just changed it. I thought you were talking about the for the end recipient.
I want to avoid taxable events no matter what, and the end recipients will eventually pay tax on their personal use because they're being funded by the trust. I understand that. That's not something I'm trying to avoid.
Okay. Well, the only other tax that we know of to avoid would be the trust getting hit if it's more than $50 million. Going into trust, and if you have any children that you plan on, if you have any children you plan on giving $50 million to in a trust, you need to adopt me yesterday.
Okay, what if we did $49 million across the board? we have avoided it at that point, right?
And right. If the $50 million thing, if the $50 million thing really exists, then yes, I see no other alternative than to just go under that threshold and don't surpass that amount.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. I suspect that some of us who have studied it a little bit more are getting old news. But there's a few people out here, maybe a majority, that really don't know what to do when this happens, as far as inappropriately putting ourselves in taxable situations. So that was my goal, and I think you filled the bill on that.
What you and your people need to focus on, Danny, what you and your people need to focus on is not how to get out of paying the tax. You need to focus on the tools that's available for you to minimize it. So then it's no longer an issue.
I understand and I agree.
You're only going to be taxed on what you keep. The trust is only going to be taxed on what it keeps.
Right.
So $50 million went into the trust. $55 million went in. So now you're saying, well, that's $5 million the trust is going to be taxed on if it keeps it.
I got you. That's an important part of it too. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Finding those legitimate ways to benefit others, and not fill up a big bucket of tax money. Got you. All right. Yeah. I'm not trying to avoid paying tax when it's appropriate.
Right. Well, yeah. And a lot of the listeners need to focus on learning what taxable liability is. Not income. All income isn't going to be taxable to you. You're going to have your taxable income. You have gross income, you have net income, and you look on your 1040s, you'll see a line that says taxable income, and that's going to be totally different than what was on line 7. And that's the number that you focus on, the taxable income, how to
Got
make
it.
That smaller.
Right. Well, when this happens, we're all going to be able to fund our professionals. So I'm not terribly concerned, but just in preparation before the fact. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
It.
All right.
Now I'll get back under the house. See you guys later.
Okay, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hey, guys, listen to this for a minute. I'm going to say there is an issue with tax, and everybody's concerned with tax. So I know this guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he's known all around the world. And, you know, I've told you guys for years, give unto Caesar what is his. Look, let me just pay this, be done. Let me live my life. Because when they come after you, trust me, they come after you. All right? But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump said he didn't pay taxes because he was smart. That's why. I don't know about all the rest of y'all, but I didn't pay all them taxes because I was smart. And people get upset about it. There's a lot of people who don't pay taxes because they think they're smart. You are going to get a lot smarter as you get this money. It is. Now, what's his name? Shit, I can't even think of his name now. The old guy with the money. He said that, who am I thinking of that? Hangs out with LeBron James. Somebody get it for me. Used to be right under Bill Gates. We probably still is right under Bill Gates. As far as
Buffett's
people who were. Yeah, Buffett, Warren Buffett. I cannot think of that name tonight. I must be getting older. Anyway, Warren Buffett says, you know, it's a shame when he pays less taxes than his secretary does. Less than his secretary does. And he got $80, $90 billion and pays less taxes because he works smarter, not harder. So there's a lot of taxable situations out there. Don't be afraid of them. Learn from them and adjust the way that you think. And that will happen as you get this newfound wealth. So don't forget that part. All right, Ray.
All right. Wait, what happened to my screen? Oh, there it is. 281 area code. You're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
All right.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Tony. I am fine. I do have some questions for you today.
Okay.
So, I know on the rates, you guys said they have gone up. And I noticed you didn't share what those were. So, I was wondering if they shared those with you.
And they did not.
Obviously. Oh, okay. So, that's why you didn't share them with us. All right. Well, I understand. But my question to you, I don't know if I've ever heard you say that there was an access rate in order to get anything higher than the contract rate.
I think I told you guys on Monday, I have told you in the past that I knew people who got $50 for their dinar, $70 for their dinar, and even over $100 for their dinar. So, and for that guy who asked for, this is some stuff they don't want me to tell you. And they really didn't want me to tell you in the early days. But, yes, you have to have an authorization code to get those rates because they're for privileged people. And I was going to say we are not, but now I'm just going to say you are not.
I'm not going to fool with you. I'm going to go straight on to my next question. How about that?
Okay.
As for, I was listening to our news today, and they were saying that, you know, they are still working on this stimulus package. They're not sure if it's going to be approved, but they are working on it because now another has been proposed out there so that they can include a stimulus package for the people. It may not be necessarily the $1,200, but they're trying to get something in there. No one knows if it's going to be approved or not. So my question to you is, do you think this may put a delay on it if it hasn't been approved by the date that they had said it should go out before they go on vacation? They did say some people said they were going to work past that date, you know, like up to the 18th or something like that until they get it done. But just in case it doesn't, would this delay anything that we're waiting on?
I don't know that it's going to affect active. I mean, I guess we can't figure out anything else that's holding it up, right? I can't. The Treasury can't tell us anything. Just so you know, they had a $900 billion deal on there.
Right.
The Treasury, Mnuchin added to it, took it up to $908 or $918 billion. Even supposedly Trump agreed to that amount or Mnuchin wouldn't have done it. McConnell still says no. They really wanted to add $600 stimulus checks in there. He doesn't want to do it because he said let's wait for the next administration because they're going to do something anyway. Both Biden and Trump are telling them to get something done now so that we can have a merry, merry Christmas. But I don't even know if that's going to happen. That's been the goal, is to get this out, to give people what kind of Christmas they can have in light of everything else that's going around. Do they have time to get it out and get everybody a check and a payment? Absolutely not. You know how long it took before. If they go to the 19th, when they're supposed to go, will anybody get anything in that 3 days? No. Will any checks come out? No. I know for a fact, that is well documented in D.C., that Trump wants those next checks to come out with his name on them like the last one, because he's already told them that, and that's how they're printing them up. So it's definitely going to happen before then. He's going to agree to what the Dems want to or whatever, because he wants that check to have his name. So we can look forward to that coming out. Just don't know when. As far as the RV itself, again, the Treasury is not telling people to go home. It's not going to happen. They're telling them stay there because it is. We just don't know when, but we know it's going to happen. And it's definitely before Christmas is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last question, I don't know how I want to put this. Now, I know that we've been told about this, the treaty rates, And at the same time, I know you guys told us that that may not pertain to some of us. We have to go in with our negotiating skills when we go in, and the banks may or may not give us the treaty rates, depending on, I guess, our negotiating skills. But other than that, would it be a certain amount as well that we would probably need to have in order to get a higher rate other than a treaty rate, other than our negotiating skills? How are they going to determine who they're going to get? How are they going to determine who they want to give those rates to if they're not the treaty rate, the higher rate, other than your negotiating skills? Are there other requirements? You know,
the only requirement I know is what we've been telling you guys. If you have more than 10 ZIM notes or 10, then that triggers that first rate just by the quantity
uh-huh.
that you have. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 20 million, 50 million dinar dong limits the high rate in those areas. But your
uh-huh.
rate that you will receive, you will be offered supposedly, which I just cannot even believe, just doesn't even make sense to me, but I'm telling you, what several banks are telling us is based on how you impress that guy sitting across the desk from you.
Mm.
So those three guys on if you are knowledgeable or capable of handling this type of money. That means more than the basic rate. If I don't think you can, you don't impress me enough to know what to do with it, I'm going to give you the minimum amount I can because I know you don't know what to do with it, and it's going to be gone, and we're not going to benefit from it anyway. So I'm saving it for people who present themselves as knowledgeable, have a plan, can handle this type of money, and we can do partnerships for years to come. That's who I'm giving the high rates to. And it's just going to be that simple. When you go in there to negotiate, it's more that you're impressive in your knowledge and the direction and where you're going with this type of money and what you're going to do. So the secret, I'm going to tell you right now, is know what you want and do, but know how much you're willing to commit back to them and for a period of time that would give you that edge, that little bit of
right.
edge. Okay, well, at least they're going to do this 5 years in. Okay. So they're just
mm-hmm.
negotiating, going to spend, and no, I'm not giving them that kind of money.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Those are my questions. I'm hoping we see this before Christmas or really like any day now. I'm hoping way before Christmas. That's my hope and dream. So.
Me too. Today be a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, have a good day.
All right.
Thanks for what you do.
All right, you
Bye-bye.
Too. All right.
All right. We have another member in Texas down in Houston celebrating a birthday today, Peggy Lynn.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, Walt, too.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Alright, happy birthday, Peggy Lynn. 360, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Man, Walt, he could have saved that song if you was next in line, huh?
I, I gotta tell you, please convey to your wife that, I mean, sometimes in life you have special things happen and you don't even realize it, and then there's times when you actually do, and that was a very special thing for me, and you can tell her that I am very, very pleased that she would be willing to take the time to do that for me, and just for wanting to be appreciative and certainly grateful. So please convey that to her for me. I would appreciate it. And I am honored. There is no question about it. Yeah, no question about it. So,
well, happy birthday, young man.
Yeah. Oh, that was the next point. Somebody else mentioned to me that, geez, you know, we're all getting older, and I thought, I know that I'm 72 today, and she's probably half of that. And so I said, well, one of us is getting older today for sure, but I hope wiser in the process. Well, anyway. First thing I wanted to clarify, when you said the IMF was going to be the one to okay the rate, and if I don't, maybe I don't understand the hierarchy that much, but so again, the U.S. is involved with the IMF in a very influential way, I would imagine. And so then, therefore, the UST, as part of the U.S., would be involved in that as well. So it seems to me like it may be just an opportunistic, what's the old saying for, you know, plausible deniability, that the IMF can say, well, actually, we're waiting on the UST, and the UST can say, no, we're waiting on the IMF. And when in doubt, there's really no way to, for us at our pay grade anyway, I guess, to figure that out. So, but am I confused in that thought process there, or does that seem logical?
No, you got to remember the people that are involved in it and have been for years that are making the decision is the IMF, the World Bank, the BIS, and the UST. Okay? Did I get everybody in there? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? IMF, World Bank, BIS. Shoot, there's somebody I'm missing.
The UST.
But anyway, who?
The UST.
No,
the
no,
United
I included
Treasury.
That. But
oh, you do.
Anyway, in their area, everybody there get their loans, everything else, set a rate, and it does go through IMF, World Bank, there. But it's gone through them for years. That's where Kuwait initially made their agreement that it wouldn't be more than a 25% difference, so everybody wouldn't leave the country, you know, and go over to Iraq and get paid more money. And that's called stabilizing the region. So they have to have those kind of agreements in place. So now if they're going to make a change to it, which they're saying they're doing, then, yes, they went back to the IMF and saying, hey, this is the final rate we want it to be based on what's going on. I initially have been told that agreement was put in place last month or a month and a half ago, and that's where they came up with the $41 that they were actually doing the budget with. They already had an agreement. But now if they change it to $48, they may have to go back to them and say, okay, is everybody still good? Because it changes everything we agreed on. So he could be right. I haven't been hearing it, but that's what he said. And they're just waiting for the go, because everything's done. Now, I can't give you guys some dates. I don't even know, because it's going back to what he said, what I'm supposed to say, not supposed to say. But people over there got money deposited last month on days that has been pending, I mean millions of dollars, that was recently released here this month because of everything that was supposed to happen. This was supposed to happen last month when they got it. It didn't. It's gone through,
and now they're saying it is. And again, when I started the call, they said, you guys can't be far behind. I mean, no way they would have gave us all this money if you were far behind. No way. It's going to happen. So that's what we got to look at.
Good. Thank you. Tony, on the first caller, she talked about $44 million, and there was some confusion over how much that was going to be and this and that. And if you look at 20% of $44 million, it's $8.8 million. And to your point about what would that make, what would that amount to the money, your money making money, is $733,333 a month. And so these are the kinds of things I think that when you talked about, you know, don't wait to get ready, be ready. Run the scenario, because it's what I've done, and at your suggestion, to run the scenarios if it's this, if you get this rate, so that you look like you're prepared when it comes to you exchanging these numbers. And so I think that that's a worthy thing to spend the time doing, and it's not dreaming on paper. It's wanting to be prepared, and so that's, I guess, the part of your mantra is to be prepared. I also thought about too, when we're all in this position, because if you're not getting a little bit excited about this, you know, your brain's probably a little bit dead, because I believe we're closer. I'm still holding out for later on today so I can really celebrate. But my actual thought is, and I don't want to be one to predict, but I'm thinking it's going to happen tomorrow, just my thought. Step one was to do the exchange and immediately take a breath and then assemble a team based upon the recommendations, because if we're going to divide it up, it's going to mean some due diligence with more than one financial institution, for a tax accountant, a tax attorney, a trust attorney, and a wealth manager, and whoever else might be a valuable asset in within that team. And I think that's when you start, you know, that, and one, a trust attorney too, probably. But the idea that you're going to have to execute that plan, and that'll take a little bit of time. And so, but in the course of that time, as long as you're not in a hurry, the likelihood of a major mistake will probably decrease, as opposed to if you try to get it all done, boom, 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 that there's going to be something come up later that will make you want to bite your tongue and wish that you weren't the first person to talk. And so, and I guess that's a caveat about the whole thing, is the first person to talk loses. And so anyway, those are my thoughts. I just wanted, that's a quick review. And believe me, as much for myself as for friends of mine who listen and so forth. So that's about all I got for today, other than thank you, thank you, thank you for acknowledging my birthday. And, it, you know, you when you give somebody in life a chance to feel special, you've really given a really terrific gift. And that's certainly how I feel, is I've been given a gift. And I appreciate the fact that that you took the time to do it. So, Tony, thank you. Ray, thank you. And
yes, sir.
Thanks to the people that are patiently listening and wanting me to get finished. So,
All right. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Thanks, Ray. You bet.
Let me tell you guys something. And again, we try to use this to educate ourselves, but more importantly, be prepared for the new life we're going to live, this new existence, or the new you. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be a new you, whether you understand it or not. And people say, I'm not going to change, I'll never change. Yes, you will. You'll change because, you know, when I was in the military, the lower the rank, the more of an asshole you are. Well, not really. Lower the middle guys, because they're aspiring to be something, somebody, whatever, and they got to be hard and strict and do everything else. the higher the rank, it just seems like people just more civilized, calm, no problem. Let's just get it done. And we'll go on. You'd be like, man, that guy's pretty nice to be at that level. Same thing happens when you get money. As I moved from neighborhood to neighborhood, I mean, after I got out of the military, the people just kept getting nicer. They kept getting more sincere. And at some point I realized that it wasn't because they had more money, because every time I moved, they knew they had more money. It's because they had less issues to deal with, less stress, less problems. So they were, in fact, nicer, more willing, more giving. I have more knowledge about money and what to do with my money and what to invest in from guys who already had money. So it wasn't like they were trying to take mine. They were trying to tell me what to do with it to make it grow. Well, on the other way, it was just the opposite. Everybody's trying to take from each other, get from each other, and step on each other to get up. Well, you're going to change. And just what Walt said, you're going to look, hopefully, you know, through our TNT initiative, you're going to be more giving, more supportive. We're going to be paying it forward. From now on, the benefit from what we got to. So be prepared for that. I mean, be prepared because it's going to happen, and it should happen. But it's the same thing Walt was saying, what we've been saying. Be prepared for that when you sit across that desk. Now, I got some things I need to do. I got some investment opportunities. You don't have to share every one of them, but this is what I want to do with you. At this level, I'll do this. At this level, you got to already have that worked out in your mind, though. So if we know, before you go to the bank, you know how much you have. When we do the call, hey, this is the rate, $8, $12, they're going as high as this. Then you sit down right then and do your calculations. If I get this, this is what I'm willing to do. If I get this, this is what I'm willing to do. Know it yourself. So when he makes that offer, you say, that's this scenario. I don't have to rethink everything. I just have to redo the numbers and say, yes, that's the scenario I'm looking for, which is impressive. Not that he had to sit there and explain everything to you. Well, your interest rate, and I'll do it. Oh, I got it. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah, you know what you're doing. Then let me give you this. It's not just being impressive. It's being knowledgeable for your own future. That's what you should be working on right now. Okay? All right, Ray, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I got a couple of text messages, at least two, folks complaining they couldn't get in on the call to ask a question because the Q&A line was full. We have to go through that all over again. I dumped 75 people off. It's back up to 61. Even though now that person can get on, but I'm sure we won't be able to get to them. They'll be at the bottom of the list for Q&A, and we probably won't have time to get to them. But
so you're telling me 61 people got their hand up in the air?
Of course not. But there's 60 calling on this line.
Well,
I'm getting ready to. After I let G-Man talk, then I'll probably just dump them off again. 610, you're on, sir.
Wait,
hey,
G-Man. Hold on.
Hold up, G-Man.
Wait. Couple things I want to do. First of all, Walt, you're still here. There's a bunch of people that want to tell you happy birthday. They want me to give them your phone number, and they want to call you and all that, but we don't do that. But I just want you to know there's a bunch of people texting me who all want to tell you happy birthday. Okay.
Don't fall for that, Walt.
Here's the second thing, guys. But Ray just told me there's a bunch of people, 100 people on the line, or he put it back up, there's 61 people who want to ask questions. And then I look over on Twitter, and we now have almost 126,000 people. I don't mind giving information out. I don't mind working and free, and some people can't afford it.
But again, he told me yesterday he only got 6 envelopes in the mail. And I'm saying, okay, maybe we're done. Maybe we've given out all the information we need to. Maybe people are satisfied with it. Maybe we're that close. I don't know. But since G-Man is coming on, I just wanted to tell you all that. Because when he tells me that, I'm like, well, maybe we should be done. I just don't know. Anyway, go ahead, G-Man. I did want to say that, though.
Hi, Tony.
Oh.
Yes, sir. This is G-Man NPA. I hear you loud and clear, and I hope everyone else is listening, because in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from Tony. So here we go. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. To all of us out here in the currency community, to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that new address in, please remember to capitalize the entire address, $TNTDonate, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has told us in the past, always remember verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
270 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. How you guys doing?
All right.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, doing all right. I'm just glad this stuff gets over because I've been out of work for about 2.5 months.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, because the government kind of got me. I was taking CBD oil, and I'm a CDL holder, and I went to apply for a new job, and the drug test I took, I failed it because of CBD oil. So, but that's neither here nor there. But just if you're a CDL holder, do not take CBD oil because you will fail the drug test.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ray, I got a question for you. Once all this comes done, now, wouldn't I be better off to take and, say, put an account separate from all this for taxes just in case we end up paying taxes later on?
Put in an account separate for what?
Just take all the money that we're getting and just go to a tax guy and just say, like, if it's $50 million, and just put back what the taxes would be into a separate account and just leave it. Or would it be better just to go on to pay the taxes on it and be done with it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have them set it aside for you and leave it to them if you want to play it safe.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking about that's what I was going to do. And another question for you. All right, now, the family members that we're going to help, you know, like pay off their homes and all that stuff, now, will we need to bring all their, like, say their home stuff we're going to pay off on? We need to bring all that to the banks with us? Would they pay that off with a cashier's check, or how would all that work for everybody?
Well, you work that out with your bank person and tell them what you want to do, then they'll show you the most expedient way to do it.
Okay. All right. And Tony.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. There's some other things involved here, though, just so you understand. You're paying off people's bills, especially paying off real estate. You have to be careful what situation those people are in. I mean, if they're getting Social Security, they're getting medical checks, they're getting, all that can affect their life. If you've done that, they no longer have this bill or that, then they don't get those things. Because if you're paying off my house at the end of the year, the IRS will look at it like you just gave me $4,000 or $400,000 because I benefit from that. Somebody's still going to have to pay tax on that.
Different. It's different when you pay somebody's bill than when you give them money to pay the bill themselves.
All right, so we're better off let them do it.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You do it.
Don't just go in there and start paying stuff, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you understand what the ramifications are of what you're doing before you do
that.
That's
the point I was trying to get at. Okay. Well, that helps out a lot. Another question.
Okay,
why
here's the other thing. Hold on a second. You guys got to realize, you know, if this happens today and you got paid, come January 1, January 10, you now pay taxes quarterly because that's the kind of money you have. You don't get the whole year. Every 90 days, you're making a payment, a check to them. So act accordingly. That's what I'm telling you, so you know.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right. So, Tony, you want to make a gentleman's wager?
Uh-oh, here we go. That means a cigar or a dollar? Is it a cigar or a dollar?
It's a dollar, buddy. It's a dollar. It's a gentleman's wager.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Do you think – all right. I'm going to give you a choice to pick first. Are we going to be done by this Christmas, or will we still be going through the same thing next year?
Okay, so I got to explain it to you first, and then I'm going to pick, all right?
Okay.
The logical thing, guys, logical, because I like to use that in common sense, is for this not to happen until the end of the month. Because it doesn't make sense the further we get in the month, it doesn't really make sense to happen in the middle of a month and that close to the end of the year. It makes more sense to do what it has in the past, go into effect right on the first with all of the white paper changes, everything else, and they start the year off fresh. I don't like it. I would have loved December the 1st last week because of the quarter. I love what they're saying, but the closer we get to the end of the month, it only makes sense to happen at the end of the month. Even though that's what they're putting in the paper, by the end of the month, I in fact believe by the end of the month, so the first, this is all done. So, do I believe before Christmas what they're saying? I want to believe it. I can say that. I know they're prepared for it. But somehow or another, you know, I just watch what they do, not what they say. And this
right.
is what I know. I'm going to have more confidence in it than ever as soon as Texas sends their people to the bank. But actually, until that day comes, we're 99.9%. I'm just waiting for that. Which could happen, like I told you guys. They can give them 2 hours and say, get there. But that's when I'm going to be confident. Now you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm right there with you.
Okay, then.
And I'm gonna take
my $10.
We'll
just have to wait and see. And I pray and hope it does hit.
Okay.
So,
well, I know it's
going
to
happen.
That's never the question, is it going to happen? The only question
just
is when is it going to happen?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be for their best interest to let it go ahead and go? Because, you know, since so many people has been out of work and, you know, the business is closed and everything like that, you know, why wouldn't they want to go ahead and let it go?
Because they don't care about you. As I said on Monday call, they don't care about the Iraqi citizens. They care about the government, what they can control, and how much money they can create. Then we get the benefit from it. How much they're making on the side deals, how long they can stress this out, and then who's going to have the power afterwards. That's what they care about.
Yeah,
they're
going to
have officials
too.
Regardless. Not one senator, not one congressman, that one president, each one of them, is going home and eat beans for Christmas. Every one of them going to have the biggest Christmas tree, biggest Christmas present, everything else. Don't mean a thing to them. Trump has got 40 parties planned for this month. Doesn't mean a thing to him. Biden, them, same thing. They're going to all their Christmas parties, and that's all of them. Democrats and Republicans. So, same thing in Iraq. None of their politicians are going to have a bad Christmas. So, they don't really care unless what happens last year. They get out there and start burning buildings, shutting down. That's when they care, because now they shut down their economy. That's when they care.
Yep, that's true, too. Yeah, but until Walt, I said happy birthday, and rated. A few months ago, I made a $50 donation. I want to make sure that you got it.
Yeah, no way of knowing that, sir, especially a few months ago. Unless you write in and tell me your name and all of that information.
Okay. And also, like on Twitter, when we get you know, notifications from you guys, like today's call, Twitter won't post it until tomorrow that there was a call today.
No.
I don't know why that is.
It's on my Twitter as soon as he posts
it. Yeah, but I mean that's when I get updates from you guys on Twitter. It comes a day later. Like today's call, I'll get it tomorrow.
Try refreshing your Twitter account. Close it out and then open it back up again. Try that.
I'll try that.
Some members have gotten a whole brand new Twitter account, and that made a difference for them. So you might have to just get a whole brand new one. And then you may get the tweets on a more timely basis.
Okay. I'll try and see how it goes, but I'll get off here because I know other people got other questions. But you guys have a good day. And,
yes, sir.
And Tony, I hope to be sending you that dollar.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right. Take care.
Brother, y'all have a good day. Bye.
All right, sir.
All right.
843 area code. You're on. Okay, 909 area code, you're on. 909-864. Okay, 404 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your helping connect the dots. Just a couple of questions based on all of the commentary and all, and also I to add my birthday greetings to Walt and Peggy Lynn and anyone else on today. Hopefully this will be an even better birthday. When you are saying, Tony and Ray, that this will be done by Christmas, the definition of done in this kind of context here, is that to say that the process in the minds of the organizers and the like would be done by virtue of their having started it, or it's done by Christmas means that every single one of us who is calling for our appointments, we will be done and through and on to the next stage? Which definition?
Okay. What's today? Today is the 9th or the 8th?
Correct.
No, I was trying to see what today's date was. Let me see. Today is the 9th. Okay. All right. So this is something you guys have to realize.
They've been saying that for the last 9 days. It's going to be done, done, done. What they wanted was all of us to go through our appointments in those 10 days and be done by Christmas so the banks could go back to their normal banking hours and normal banking business. So the people could go on vacations, they had the weekends off, can celebrate the holidays. That's what they've been telling them. This will be done by then, and you guys can plan on doing all that. But every day they keep saying we're going to start today too, or we should start tomorrow. So it would be done by that time. So, yeah, they expected all of us to go through our appointments and be done by Christmas is what they had been saying.
Good. I was hoping that that would be the definition, but we never really know that. They could be saying, well, fine, we are done because we've gotten the go-ahead, and, you know, that counts for it and the like. I'm intrigued with the fact of, you know, get this done by Christmas and 10 days and all of that. Now that Iraq has yet another holiday tomorrow, any impact, if anything? Of course, this one is a special one from their perspective that it's been 3 years, for those of us who've been in this for a while, 3 years since ISIS was defeated over there. Are your folks saying, well, this would be an excellent day to kind of double up and be celebrating, you know, we're no longer an economic, you know, serfdom and we've been freed of ISIS? Are they saying anything or is it kind of under the radar?
Yeah, nobody's saying anything about that as a day of celebration or a way of making a change. I'm not hearing that from anybody.
Okay. Of course, I confess, it's my Dinard glasses, very rose-colored to the point of red and can't see through it, but we keep hoping. But again, 10 days from whenever this does happen, we know that you're going to tell us the official time, and then 10 days from that, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen. Do it today. We know it'll still be in December, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. And have yourself a great wealth coming to us Wednesday. Appreciate it ever so much.
Thank you. Have a great
day.
Thank you. You have a great one as well, both of you.
Okay. 828 area code, you're on.
Hey, fellas, I truly appreciate all that you do. I just have a question about the trusts. I've got four boys ranging from 18 to 33, and I don't think any of them really know how to handle money correctly. So with the amount of money that I have and the negotiating skills that I've been going through that you've been teaching, I'm sure I could get at least the 15%. So to make this simple, let's say I put $10 million into the trust. I want them to get paid monthly, but over years, over a year, that would be $1.5 million. And they just pay taxes on that. Is that correct? And it would go into perpetuity until I would make the decision that they were ready to handle the money all at one time?
Well,
okay.
It's going to go based on if you did a 3-year or 5-year contract. Again, well, we're being told that contract is the renewable at the end of each one. So that's how long the bank is going to do that, how long your trust or what you decide when they can get paid out or do something else. I guess is whatever you put in there, right, Rick?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'll solidify that with a good tax attorney, too. So I'll get the help that I need before I even set it up.
Okay, so you guys can have kids, and everybody's going to do what's right for their family and their children. And when my kids were 18 years old, they weren't getting money until they were 25, 30, 35, and 40. Because I knew they were going to go through the first one. They're just going to be so happy. I've seen so many NFL, NBA players. I know some. I mean, I hang out with who went flat broke on their first contract. Went through $10, $12 million. Done. And, you know, we sit back and we laugh at it today. I mean, I see people all the time. And it took them that to learn. I look at, and I sent you guys before, I started to send out the other day,
athletes who've gone broke who got $80 million, $100 million. Today, you know, guys working at Burger King because nobody will give him a job. But he went through $100 million, $120 million exactly. He's living in an apartment with somebody else, sharing an apartment. Because nobody taught him what to do with it. They just kept giving it to him. He kept giving it away. So, again, when you're looking at that, nobody wants to just throw money away. You want them to have something. You're doing it right, giving it to them monthly, I think, if you're letting them, let them grow into living with money and owning money and not letting it just totally consume them when they do that. But I always thought five-year increments was time to grow at another level of wealth and see what to do with it. That's all. Okay? Just my opinion.
Yeah, as long as I'm seeing that maturity level, I agree exactly what you're saying, you know, as that five years progresses. So, yeah, I appreciate your input on this. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. 501, area code, you were on.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on your call. It is my assumption that nothing happens until we get the toll-free numbers. Am I correct?
Are you correct about that?
Okay, who's in charge of that? Who makes
the UST. The Treasury's going to release the numbers.
Is it a person or a committee or a group or what?
I have no idea who pushes the button for the numbers. I know it comes through the Treasury Department of when to release the numbers.
So it could be a group of five or a group of 100, right?
Could be. Or it could just be one person saying we're ready to go. Okay.
And you don't have any idea. You don't have any idea who that is.
Well, ultimately, nothing's going to happen without Mnuchin saying it. So that's where it starts at.
He is
the treasurer. He's going to tell whoever it is, go do this, and they're going to go do it.
Okay, now, you mentioned that nothing happened until Texas is on board. Are they in Texas? Are they making the decision in Texas or for Texas or by Texas or what?
Well, of course, the Treasury's going to make the decision. Again, now, well, Texas is it's all part of Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is the foundation. They have a bunch of banks, and I tell you guys years ago, they let which branches wanted to be part of this choose to be part of it and be involved in it. They didn't force any of their branches or regions to do this. They had to volunteer to do it and be part of it. We know Texas is. We know they have a better relationship than probably most of the other regions and what they're preparing for. We know George Bush put this whole thing together with Tony Blair. We know he lived in Texas. And we know they know when it's going to go. Now, they got him a couple of times and they actually put their people in there, put them on alert. And used to go back and put him in the hotels and feed him and do all that. But now they don't. The last time they went was when it was supposed to go. And they're waiting right now so they feel it's actually going to go. And like I said, they can give their people 2 hours notice because that's what they did last time. They were packing up, getting ready to go home. It was in the evening, and they told them to go report to the exchange centers. So that's what they had to do, and that's probably what will happen this time.
Well, I hate to be paranoid or pessimistic, but this thing could string out another year, couldn't it?
No, I don't believe it could. I don't think it can go past the new year. It's in the 2021 budget. The white paper goes into effect January the 1st, is what they've been saying. None of that happens without the new exchange rate.
Okay, so that's set in Iraq, am I not correct?
Yeah, it's been said in Iraq. That's why the people are rioting in the streets. They want to go through. They're telling them this is going where you're going to see change. They're going to have to do it. They vote in June. If they don't, they just destroy their whole country again. So it will happen by then.
So in essence, it's not a decision by Trump or a decision by Biden or whatever his name is, or a decision by Schumer or Pelosi or any of those clowns. So it's not up to them, right?
They've already made the decision to do this. We're just waiting to get the go. We all feel that Trump will say do it regardless before he leaves office. So, again, he can get credit for this in the history books, if nothing else. And he should. And I mean, he should. This last year has been the biggest change that we've seen, okay? And they're in the force. But it's like anything else. You know, if we got people building a house and the guy comes and he puts in a solid foundation, and then the contractor comes and he puts up the frame, then the electrician comes to this. All that was done along the way. But the guy who's going to get the credit for the house, look at this magnificent house I built, is the manufacturer who hands you the key. He was at it. The same way he came in at the last end, he didn't have to put any of the structure or anything else. He didn't even have to create any new laws. He just had to put the right people in, which is Kazemi, to go ahead and force the change. But that's the key part. That's what's getting us done. And if it happens during his administration, then that's where it will go down in history. That's not a bad thing, because that's where it got done.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, give me your odds on Christmas.
On Christmas, you know, like I've been saying, it could be 8. On January the 5th is 10. I think it's going to be done.
Okay, so by January the 5th, we should be done. You're right there at the 10, right?
I'm way better than 10 because we'll be done. It'll be past 10.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well,
thank you, sir.
That's all I can do. All righty.
Have a good day.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you keep taking the same calls from the same people, and then they argue with you.
We keep taking your call.
They call in before you do, sir.
But I haven't called in 4 months either.
They call in before you do. That's why we. Okay, but thank you, sir.
All right,
we're past the bottom half of the hour. Let's wrap this one up.
All right, guys. Nothing new, super fantastic, fascinating, but it's all good. Everything's still going. The bank people are still sitting there. Treasury's still telling them it could be any minute, any day. Again, they're hearing something should happen this week. So we've been over it all. Our good thing is it's another day closer, whatever day it is, before Christmas or to the end of the month. We're getting that much closer. Everything is positive. There's no negatives. Nobody's saying it's being held up for any particular reason, which means we're coming right down to it. So I'm going to tell you to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. And, again, if anything happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the forum. Or we'll do another call if that's what we have to do. But other than that, enjoy your day. Ray?
Okay. That's going to do it, folks. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again.
Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe. I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished.
To stop calling,
the RV's on its way.
to return to the
conference,
press star.
There's nothing else to say. It's done.
This session is no
it's
longer
finished.
Being recorded.
The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. Enjoy your hump day.